delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
Welcome back to it. As you well know, been a lot of conversation over the last few days about this proposal put forth. This proposal put forth by the State Board of Education concerning how to deal with students who believe they are transgendered or might need to use alternative restrooms or locker rooms and so on and so forth. But the Michigan Department of Education and the State Board of Education now extending the deadline for comments from the public on guidance for school districts surrounding LGBTQ students by at least 30 days. They say that they want to be very thoughtful in this discussion, hear all of the input, clarify any misconceptions, so on and so forth. The fact of the matter is they found themselves in a firestorm of parents saying, now, wait a second, because in large part what this proposal did was eliminate parents from the discussion in many regards, and that just didn't fly with folks. Joining me now, State Senator Rick Jones. Senator, welcome back to the program.
Good morning.
So, okay, where are we with this discussion? Obviously, this was a firestorm on social media and so forth, to say the least.
Yes, it's open for public comment, and many of the senators and reps will also be making comments to the school board. I think the majority feel in Michigan that parents should be involved in any decision on their children at school, whether it be holding them back because they're not reading at third grade level or bathroom decisions. Certainly the parents ought to be well informed and help with the decision.
See, this is what I think is the most disturbing part of this whole proposal, is the fact that, you know, little Johnny could go to school, as far as his parents know, could, you know, say that he is gender confused or gender whatever, and believes he's a little girl, and therefore the teachers could treat him that way, and then send him back home as little Johnny again, and never tell the parents. I mean, what in the world is going through the minds of alleged educators who think that they have that kind of power? I mean, at that point, you are literally less than a step away from your children not belonging to you anymore, but belonging to the state.
Well, absolutely. You know, and all this nonsense about taking away parental rights is just that. Parents must have the ability to raise their children appropriately, certainly not abuse their children physically or something, and feed them correctly. I mean, we must make sure the parents are doing that, but they should have the right to make a decision on where their children go to school and make sure their children are learning and growing as we all want them to.
So how did we get to a place where the State Board of Education believes that they have, you know, and whether it's this issue or anything else, this one happens to be a hot-button issue. But why would they think that they have the right? And because the thing that's really disturbing about this, it's K through 12. A kid could come to school as a first grader, say, well, I feel like somebody else, and I want to use that bathroom over there. And the State Board of Education suggests that that's okay, and we shouldn't tell the parents. How do you end up at a place like that?
Well, when you allow your board to be so liberal that they come up with nutty ideas.
How do we fix it? I mean, seriously, how do you? I mean, this is maddening. It's appalling. It's reprehensible. It's inexcusable. How do we stop it? How do we change it?
If they come up with something that is so outrageous, it offends the Michigan citizens, I'm sure that the legislature will respond appropriately.
Well, they did do that. They have offended Michigan residents.
Well, if they haven't come out with their final decision, if they come out with their final decision, I predict legislation will pass at a rocket's pace. It will shoot right through the legislature and be on the governor's desk.
Now, when you say that, though, you look at is something similar just passed in the state of North Carolina. And now big events are saying, you know, the city of San Francisco is banning travel to the state of North Carolina, as an example. Other big events like the Super Bowl may sidestep the state of Georgia if the state of Georgia moves through with legislation like this, or other things that have been getting a lot of attention, of course, being the Religious Liberty or Religious Freedom Acts that would allow Christians to, you know, conduct their business without being, you know, maligned. You tell me, where do we go from here?
Well, we just keep fighting the fight. You know, we have a big decision in November, and that decision could decide, do you want the village to raise your kids, or do you want to raise your kids? Because, yeah. You know, it's quite obvious that parents need to be involved in their children's lives and raise their kids, not Hillary's legions.
Yeah. So, all right. So what is your bottom line on it real quickly before we run about restroom use and locker room use and things of that nature?
Well, my bottom line, if their children are involved, the schools need to go to the parents, let them make the decision. And if a child truly is transgendered, then give them a single bathroom. I would never, ever, ever put a boy in a girl's bathroom, put a girl in a boy's bathroom. That makes no sense. Will only lead to trouble.
Senator Rick Jones, always a pleasure, and thank you for your latest on this. I'm sure we'll talk soon.
Have a great day.
There you have it. Senator Rick Jones checking in today on this whole proposal. It's been extended for at least a month. We'll see where it ends up. But he says if the school board offends Michigan citizens, I believe they did that successfully. I believe that has already happened. I believe they have offended quite well. A whole host of people. That is why you had this incredible pushback. You had this incredible pushback from people all over the state. The buzz on social media was incredible, to say the least. But for now, we'll see where it goes. Public comment is extended for the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender questioning school children by the State Board of Education. People like President John Austin ought to be held accountable on this one. On the Steve Gerber Show.